Thank you, Mr. West Tuttle. Appreciate that very much. We're the mighty few. That's mighty few and mighty few. Let's talk about prayer. And I haven't heard any more on Bill Risley, so we'll just be in prayer for him and continue to be in prayer. Jim, did we get that off to him? Good. Very good. All right. And let's see. We need to be in prayer for Tish. Need to be in prayer for Nathan. Need to be in prayer for Heather. She's getting mighty, mighty close. And let's see. Need to be in prayer for my brother-in-law, Billy, dealing with his knees. He went to the doctor today, but I haven't gotten the chance to talk with him. And let's see. What else? Who else? Yes.
Cindy, this evening, and just continue to remember her brother-in-law, Wes, and then her granddaughter, Sadal.
Okay. Her son-in-law and
granddaughter.
That's Cindy Edwards. And let's be in prayer for Cindy in Wichita Falls, Texas. And so today she needs our prayers. And you gave us a report or a prayer request, didn't you, last week for somebody? I remember your brother-in-law.
Oh, my sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law.
They still haven't operated on her. She went in for gallbladder surgery, but she has a heart problem.
Oh, that's right.
And they were afraid that if they gave her anesthesia, that they'd kill her. But if they don't operate, then eventually she'll die of this liver failure or something if the bile backs up too much.
Tell her to bite the bullet. put a stick in her mouth. Give her two shots of whiskey. Put a stick in her mouth and start cutting. That's the way they used to do in the old days.
Yeah.
I will be in prayer for her. What's her name?
Joanne. That's the English equivalent. Joanna is the
Joanne.
But Joanne.
All right. And how about your sister?
Actually, I guess still the problems with her daughter, but she got another major account. She does catering for the corporate jets. She just got the Xerox account, or not Xerox. Sony.
Sony.
And they have several jets, so she can probably have to hire some more people.
Wow.
Well, of course, man. Obamacare may pull her out of business.
Well, people still got to eat. And,
yeah, you talking about that.
that's good. That's good. Okay. Any other prayer requests? All right, let's begin with a word of prayer and get into our study for tonight. Let's pray. Now, Heavenly Father, we praise you that you're a God that we can come to with our problems, with our requests, with our things that we need to talk with you about, and that you are a God who listens. And Father, we lay these requests before you. And now, Father, we pray that you'll lead us in our study tonight, that we may follow Jesus Christ here, Father, in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, our thought due to the season, have a one-night special and then Sunday morning another special dealing with the Resurrection Sunday celebration. And I want to just deal a little bit on what night did Jesus Christ die? And when did he die? And most people hold the Roman Catholic teaching view that he died on Friday. And we want to take a look at some things in that respect and find out exactly when did Jesus Christ die and see if it is calculated in Scripture. But just remember, I don't care whether somebody believes he even died on Saturday, as long as they know that he died for the sins of the world and rose again. But as far as the accuracy of Scripture, that's what we want to deal with. So let's quickly go through this. Many years ago, we spent 2 or 3 weeks on this, but we're just going to spend a few minutes going through it. Day 10 is Friday. Day 10 is Friday, and in the Jewish calendar, that's Nisan 9, N-I-S-A-N 9. And on this particular time, night, he had, on day Friday, he had supper at Bethany. Supper at Bethany, and Jesus Christ is anointed for burial. Jesus Christ is anointed for burial. The Gospel of John 12, 1 through 9. Mary anoints his feet and his head. Matthew 26, 7 tells us she also anointed his head. So he is anointed for burial, and that's what happened on Friday. Now, I want you to get into your mind a very important fact that in the Roman calendar, and we use it's 12 midnight, 12 midnight. Like today will be a Wednesday until 12 o'clock tonight, and then Thursday starts 12:01, well, shortly after 12. So, but that's not the Jewish timetable. The Jewish timetable goes from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. And their day starts, a new day, like whatever day, Monday would start at 6 o'clock p.m. on Sunday. And it would go until 6 p.m. on the next day. So you want to remember that as we go through these. Then we come to day 9, which is Saturday. And Saturday, we call it Saturday. The Jews call it the Sabbath. And it's 6 p.m. Friday to 6 p.m. Saturday. It was a day of the weekly Sabbath. Day of the weekly Sabbath. Jesus Christ is accepted as King on this day and rejected as Savior. It is not Palm Sunday, which is another tradition that we inherited from the Roman Catholic Church. I want you to think about it. Just think about it. Which day has more meaning to Jews? The Sabbath or Sunday? Which day would have more meaning to the Jews?
Sabbath.
That's it. So what's this coming in and being done on Sunday? That's for the church. This is totally Israel. So there's so much involved in Jesus Christ's triumphal entrance into Jerusalem on an ass. Now the events that occurred this Saturday, while it started Friday night, let's go to Saturday morning. We have the preparation for the entrance, late morning, Luke 19:29 and following. The journey to Jerusalem from Bethany, Mark 11:7-10. The triumphal entry, late Saturday afternoon, Gospel of John 12:12-19. Why did Jesus Christ allow this public display? Throughout his life, he has avoided public display. But now, his hour has come. He is making a final offering of himself to Israel. This is all about Israel, not about the church. It is Palm Sabbath, not Palm Sunday. I don't expect the whole world to change, but that's just the historical facts of it. If you think about it, it makes sense that it would be Palm Sabbath rather than Palm Sunday. The triumphal entry had two crowds. The crowd that followed Jesus Christ from Bethany, and these people were following a Savior, a Messiah. We have the crowd before him, so we have the crowd following him, and we have the crowd before him in Jerusalem. And what are they doing? They're looking for a king, and only a king. They spread their garments. They cut down branches. Jesus Christ is the branch. And they quoted Scripture, though they quoted Scripture wrongly, leaving out the part dealing with the suffering Messiah. They wanted only the king without the cross. All right, day 10, anointed for burial. Day 9, Saturday, hailed as king, rejected as savior. Also on day 9, after that entrance, Jesus Christ, being in Jerusalem, enter the temple and cleanse the temple. That takes care of what had happened to him on Saturday. Day 8, Sunday, began Sunday night, the Saturday night at 6 p.m. But this is Sunday, nice and 11, and this is in the morning of Sunday morning, and he's been very, very busy, and so Jesus Christ and the disciples are hungry, and we have the cursing of the fig tree on this morning. Sunday morning, the cursing of the fig tree. Yes. Do what? I just start with 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. The last week of importance.
Okay. So you talk about weeks or days?
Days.
Okay, so
day 10.
Day 1 is the day he got crucified. Or the day he
did resurrection.
Okay, so you're going backwards.
Yes.
Right.
Day 10. No, day 10. Day 9. Sunday morning, Jesus Christ is walking with his disciples and they're all hungry. He sees green leaves on a fig tree and expected to find fruit. They got to the tree and there was no fruit. Jesus Christ cursed the fig tree. Well, what's going on here? Is Jesus Christ losing it? No. The fig tree represents the works of man as it has from the garden all the way through Scripture. He is cursing the works of man. Three trees in the garden. The fig tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the tree of life. The fig tree is man's tree, tree of knowledge of good and evil is Satan's tree, and the tree of life is God's tree. That's the end of day 8. Now we come to day 7, Monday, niacin the 12th. It begins Sunday evening at 6 p.m. and goes to Monday evening at 6 p.m. Monday morning, he continues the discourse on the fig tree. The fig tree has been important from the garden all through history, where man tries to earn their way and offer God something that they have done. After that discourse on the fig tree, on Monday, Jesus Christ again goes into the temple, where he has a great confrontation and teaching by parables. We have the indictment of the religious crowd, building up all their hatred toward him, building up how they've got to get rid of him. Also, on Monday we have the Olivet Discourse. Then Jesus Christ left Jerusalem and went back to Bethany. End of Monday. Day 10, Friday, anointed for burial. Day 9, the Sabbath, hailed as king, rejected as savior, triumphal entry into Jerusalem, entering the temple and cleansing the temple. Day 8, Sunday, cursing of the fig tree. Day 7, Monday, discourse on the fig tree. Tuesday, this day 6 is Tuesday. Now, here we have a big problem. This is the day of preparation. Tuesday is the day of preparation. Now, let me get this going for you now, because this is where we start picking up our problem. Tuesday goes from 6 p.m. Monday to 6 p.m. Tuesday. If you're thinking with me, at 6 p.m. Tuesday begins Wednesday. Begins Wednesday. And just to lay it groundwork, this is when I contend that Jesus Christ was crucified. On Wednesday, not on Friday, not on Thursday. Some people say Thursday, but it's as we'll see as we go through this. So, this is Tuesday, and This is a day of preparation, preparation for the Passover, the slaughter of the Lamb, preparation by the religious crowd to kill Jesus Christ, conspiracy of Judas. It's a very busy day. Very busy day. Now, I'm not going to take the time tonight and go through the great problem here, and that great problem is how come some people say that the Passover and all of this is Tuesday or Wednesday night, and other people Friday night, all this kind of thing. Well, with just giving you a brief summary without going through the scriptures and all, there was a great battle between the Sadducees and the Pharisees. And it would be like the Republicans and the Democrats. One would celebrate 4th of July one day, and the other would celebrate it another day. They just did not like each other at all. So, and Scripture points out that this was the case. And so Tuesday was a day of preparation for the beginning of Wednesday. So this is what's going on in this respect. This begins now Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. And this brings us to what day did Jesus Christ die? All right, let me go through some things with you and see how this flows for you. The real issue is that we believe that Jesus Christ died on a cross as a demonstration of the love of God, taking the judgment of the sins of the world in substitution, then buried and rose from the dead, alive forever, and we share in the risen life. We'll take a look at this Sunday morning. But what day did he die? Some say Wednesday, some say Thursday, multitudes say Friday, which is the least able to be defended, by the way. Friday is the least able to be defended. I mean, people have used computers to try to argue this and do all of this type of thing. The day most recognized is Friday, handed down to us from the Roman Catholic Church, and so we have a problem there. But boy, people are using computers and all of this. As far as Scripture saying he was crucified on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, it doesn't do it. So we're just putting this together, so it's really, in that sense, not that crucial, as long as we believe, like I said, that he was crucified. But what I want to look at is Matthew 12. Matthew 12. And we want to look at Matthew 12 at verse 40. Matthew 12, 40. For just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the sea monster, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Okay. Study those who believe it was on Friday, and boy, they dance around this. They try everything in the world to make 3 days and 3 nights from Sunday, from Friday to Sunday. But 3 days and 3 nights, it just isn't going to work. And yet here we're told that he's in the grave for 3 days, 3 nights in Matthew 12. Now, there are others who say that this does not refer to literal 3 days and 3 nights, therefore he was crucified on Friday. Well, people, let me give you a little principle of interpretation and hermeneutics of the Bible. When you have a cardinal number next to either days or years, that means a 24-hour day period or a full year. Example, we could use the same reasoning. Well, the millennium really isn't 1,000 years, even though it says 1,000 years. It doesn't mean 1,000 years. And this is what sloppy theologians do with Genesis, the day of restoration, the days of restoration, Genesis 1, 2, and following. And on day 1, day 2, day 3, and people, because it says that, that cardinal number, day 1, that's a 24-hour day. Day 2, that's a 24-hour day. Day 3, that's a 24-hour day. And so forth. And it isn't a matter of well, that means a 1,000 years and all that. No, it means a 24-hour period. If it didn't have that cardinal number, then it would be different. But it does have the cardinal number, and so it refers to 7 days there in Genesis 1 and 2, verse 2 following. Now, the truth is there's no way you can come down with 3 days and 3 nights into Friday crucifixion and Sunday resurrection without doing damage to Scripture. There's just no way. And people spend a lot of time breathing hot air trying to make this happen, but it just isn't going to compute. It doesn't happen. So for the chronology of events of our Lord's life, we're going to stay with the flow of Scripture. Jesus cried on Wednesday, died on Wednesday. Darkness shrouded the cross around 12 noon, and whatever judgment was started at that time, hidden from the world, he was then taken down off the cross and carried away, prepared and buried before 6 p.m. Wednesday. He had to be in the grave before 6 p.m. That was a Jewish law, Jewish custom. He couldn't be hanging out there on that cross after 6 p.m. He had to be taken down. So he was taken down off from the cross, carried away, laid in a tomb before 6 p.m. Wednesday evening. Jesus Christ nailed to the cross something like 9 a.m. Wednesday morning. So, going back to our study on Tuesday night, which really goes into Wednesday morning, is the upper room discourse and the betrayal and by Judas and the discourse and the foot washing and all of that, and going over to the Mount of Olives. So all of that occurred. So his body is taken down and carried away, prepared and buried before 6 p.m. Wednesday evening. So therefore, let's see what this looks like. See if this is going to flow for you. From 6 p.m. Wednesday evening, that's the end of Wednesday, 6 p.m., Wednesday evening to 6 o'clock Thursday morning. Just put this down now. This is faded away. To 6 a.m. Thursday morning. That is first night. That's his first night. From 6 a.m. Thursday morning, from 6 a.m. Thursday morning to 6 p.m. Thursday evening. Thursday evening. That is day one. Day one. One day. So we have one night, one day. Okay? Now, from 6 p.m. Thursday, 6 p.m. Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Thursday to 6 a.m. Friday morning, to 6 a.m. Friday morning. What is that? That is night two. That is night 2. Okay? So we have, now we have 2 nights and 1 day. Alright? Now, from 6 a.m. Friday, 6 a.m. Friday morning to 6 p.m. Friday evening, 6 p.m. Friday evening, we have second day, day 2. So here we have day 2. So we have now 2 nights and 2 days. 2 nights and 2 days. Now from 6 p.m. Friday, 6 p.m. Friday to 6 a.m. Saturday morning, what do we have? We have night 3. 3 days, 3 nights. There's the 3 nights. From 6 a.m. Saturday morning to 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday evening, that is day 3. There are the 3 days and the 3 nights. Jesus Christ rose from the grave sometime after 6 p.m. on Saturday evening into Sunday morning. We do not know when he rose. Do not know. But he rose somewhere from 6 p.m. on Saturday evening through Sunday. We always think of it, well, it was early Sunday morning and all of that type of thing. That's when they came to the tomb. That's not when he was resurrected. When he rose from the dead, that's when they came to the tomb. See? And so the idea of 3 days and 3 nights. So we have to go back to Matthew, it be in the grave 3 days and 3 nights. People, there's no way you can get this done with Friday. There's just no way. If he's crucified on Friday, laid in the grave Friday, you can't count Friday. So you got 1 day, Saturday. You got maybe 2 nights if you want to contend that he rose Sunday morning. That's just 2 nights. There's no way there's 3 nights from Friday night to Sunday morning. So the all this Roman Catholic stuff and the stuff that most people celebrate. Now people don't break fellowship over any with anybody. Don't, well, if you don't believe he don't Lindsay, and it's just not worth it. What I want to look for is our accuracy to Scripture. So our chronological study will be constructed around the crucifixion occurring on Wednesday morning, the communion that we've been studying in Matthew, and the Gospel of John, and the upper room discourse, and all that happened Tuesday evening. And then he walked out, walked across, and we have the 6 trials that occur. And when did those trials occur? All right, they occurred Tuesday evening. So we have Tuesday evening, we have the upper room where we have the betrayal. We have the betrayal and the discourse, the foot washing, all of that. Judas betraying, leaving and betraying. And then they leave the upper room. And now we have a little discourse that we found in John 15 that happened after they left the upper room. So we'll put in here the Gospel of John 15 discourse. Do not know where it was. We know when it was. It was after they left the upper room. So it's getting kind of late. And then he goes to the Olive Garden, the Mount of Olives. So here's the Mount of Olives. And here comes Judas with the crowd to arrest him prior to Jesus Christ going into great prayer. and all of that. Then Judas, they come and arrest him, and then you have somewhere, I don't know, let's just pick the time frame from 3 to 8, 6 trials. And by the way, that's one of the reasons that we know that some of those trials were illegal, because by Jewish calendar, it cannot be done during the day, but according to the Roman calendar, the one before Pilate can be. Okay, so here we have the 6 trials of Jesus Christ, and then I don't know, I'm just picking time frame, somewhere maybe around 8, he was led out and led over to the hill where he was to be crucified, and at 9 a.m. Jesus Christ was placed on the cross, somewhere around 9 a.m. 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, so let's get over here now. Wait a minute, let me go back a moment. I want to look at this just one in one more respect. Does anyone have any questions in regard to the 3 days and 3 nights? And don't be afraid if you don't agree. That's fine. Anybody have any questions? And to me it just makes sense. And especially if you understand, when it says 3 days, 3 nights, it means 3 days, 3 nights when you put the cardinal number in front of the word day or night or year. It just is an absolute. Yes?
I have no question on the 3 days and 3 nights, but in that time frame, is what this soul is went down the
sea of the
sea.
Yes. Yes, yes, and the spirit. The human spirit came from heaven, and the soul came from Hades, and they joined together for the resurrection. Yeah. Yep. So, this is the time frame, and then from 9 to 12 noon, that's noon, it's daylight. Then at 12 noon, it started becoming dark. So from 12 to 3 p.m. Wednesday, 12 to 3 p.m. Wednesday, was dark. Darkness all around the cross. Now, whatever happened behind that darkness, we do not know. All we know is that he was bearing the judgment for the sins of the world. During the time frame that we have from 9 to 3 p.m., we have 6 sayings of Jesus Christ on the cross. 6 sayings of Christ. So, I'm not going to get into those tonight, but we have 6 sayings by Christ, and the final one is at near 3 p.m., it is finished. And I commend my spirit to thee. So somewhere close to 3 p.m., maybe a little before 3 p.m., it is finished. And then the Romans came by, and they would crack the knees to be sure they were dead. They did not crack the knees of Jesus Christ. They assumed he was dead. And some of his followers came and asked for the right to take down his body. So from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Wednesday, they took down his body off the tree. They carried it over to the rich man's grave. And they wrapped him up, put flowers, perfume, and all these things on him, and laid him in the tomb by 6 p.m. Wednesday evening. And then, like I said, 6 p.m. Wednesday to 6 a.m. Thursday is that night one, and then 6 p.m. in the morning Thursday to 6 p.m. that night is day one, and just so forth like that. And that's when Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world. So I strongly stress the day of the week of the crucifixion is no grounds for separating or even arguing with other believers, splitting and separating and all this kind of thing, getting all upset. If one desires to believe he was crucified on Friday, that's fine. than their view is their view. But as long as we agree that he is the Son of God, died as the Savior of the world, that becomes the great issue. And he died for the sins of the world. And by the way, there are also a large number of people who believe he died on Thursday. And I'm not going to go through how they calculate or how the Friday calculate, but they do a lot of rambling. And the Thursday also is highly supported by a lot of people. So Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. But I believe that the flow of the scriptures and all of these things fit together for 3 days, 3 nights, right here in dealing with this flow. So in our study now, starting with the Supper of Bethany, Friday evening, and going to the resurrection appearance on Sunday morning of the following week. Now, if you believe Jesus Christ is crucified on Friday, don't let that cause you to be disturbed by this study, by going through these things. And it was either Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. The Bible doesn't specifically lay it out. He was crucified Friday, he was crucified Wednesday, he was crucified Thursday. It doesn't do so. And when the Bible doesn't do something like that, I don't think it's all that important. I don't think it's all that important, but I think we do have a clue with the Matthew passage that he was 3 days and three nights in the tomb. And so this is what happened. And so now we come to Sunday morning, and Sunday morning we have the resurrection. We have the resurrection. Jesus Christ rose from the grave sometime after 6 p.m. Saturday into Sunday morning. And so let me just go over a couple of things here. Dealing with a brief statement on the confusion of the day of the Passover. Let me give you a couple of things here to kind of work on that a little bit. One, there is a conflict between the wording of the Synoptic Gospels and the Gospel of John as to when the Jews celebrated the Passover. In John 18:28, the Passover had not occurred, but was to occur that evening. That is the evening of Wednesday, the 6th, at 6 p.m. John 19:14-31 indicate that Jesus died on the afternoon before the Passover lamb was slain. This would have been during the day of Wednesday. During the day. The Passover would have then therefore come on Thursday. But the account of Mark, the Last Supper of our Lord, has all the forms of a Passover, which parallels the details of the Synoptic John, which would mean that the upper room, that the supper was the Passover that Jesus Christ was celebrating. All the characteristics of the Passover were present. Well-prepared meal, taking place at night, reclining at the table, done at the Passover, the bread, the wine, the entire meal, and the various dishes that were there that we studied. Okay, so what's going on here? How can we have two different times of the Passover? All right, first of all, the Pharisees and Sadducees disputed over the exact timing of the feast. And so, as you would gather, there were two different dates, two different celebrations of the Passover. One on Tuesday, and the other on Thursday. Remember, the Passover Christ celebrated is Tuesday night, and the other one on Thursday. Secondly, a calendar found in the Qumran scrolls Qumran, or the Qumran, the community, places the Passover on Tuesday. It's in the writings of the, in the Qumran scrolls. Tuesday evening. Several days before the official Passover. Jesus himself deliberately celebrated the Passover early with his disciples. So it goes like the calendar goes something like this. Saturday before the crucifixion is the weekly Sabbath. Saturday before the crucifixion is the weekly Sabbath. That's why it's Sabbath, Palm Sabbath, not Palm Sunday, which makes perfect sense when you realize that this is all about Israel, not about the church. Tuesday, preparation for the Passover that night. That would be Wednesday evening in the Jewish calendar. Passover meal was held late night, late Tuesday night. The arrest of Jesus Christ by the religious crowd was late Tuesday or maybe even early into Wednesday. And the six trials were hurried through that night, going through the morning. 9 a.m. Wednesday morning, he is crucified. 12 noon, covered in darkness. 3 p.m. taken off the cross. So this is dealing with the resurrection or the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Any questions? Okay, now Sunday morning, we're going to... I had a great battle with it to try to do all of this, but I decided we have too many visitors and all Sunday morning to hit them with all of that. I don't mind hitting y'all with it, as you know what to do. If you don't like it, that's fine. If you do, that's fine. And so we'll get back to the truthful study of the resurrection of Jesus Christ on Sunday morning. All right, let's close in a word of prayer. Now, Heavenly Father, how grateful we are that Christ came, that he died on a cross, bearing the judgment of our sins. And rose again for eternal life. That we might have life. There is our assurance of our life, is that we worship and praise a risen Savior who is alive. Not in a grave. We can't go to his grave and put flowers around it and visit it once every year around the Resurrection Sunday celebration, because there wouldn't be any. There wouldn't be any. But we do serve a risen Savior. Pray, Father, you'll take these things and put them in our souls as to the reality of this historical event. Be with us Sunday morning, Father. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Now, Steve...